Sans Pants Radio. Fuck you, Spider-Man.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what is the ultimate serial mascot?
All right, so before we get into this, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Are we doing this in the way that we are getting a cereal and then we have to make a mascot for that cereal?
Well,
or are we inventing a mascot and kind of then going to make a cereal?
Are we working forwards or backwards?
Yeah.
I want to say, well, which was forwards?
Okay.
What do we, so, I reckon we work towards a mascot, so you got to get the
cereal first. Because
right.
We can't, like... It would be something like blueberry triangles.
And then you're like, well, let's find a guy that represents blueberries.
Well, no, okay. Let's think of some cereals. We've got a couple of cereal ideas.
Right.
What, are we doing a healthy one? Or we want something sugary for the kids?
Well, I feel like healthy cereals just don't get mascots.
Yeah, Special K just has women.
Maybe now they should.
Well, that's true. Does it have to be a... Oh, it does have to be a cereal. I was thinking, can it be another food? No. The question is
hot
about
dogs.
Cereal mascots. If I can make a cereal out of hot dogs, then we'll talk. Till then, we got to choose a cereal mascot.
How about this? We'll pick three different types of cereal.
Yeah.
One is a healthy cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A brand of some variety.
Two would be, say, like a cereal, but for men.
Special
K is obviously
like
advertised
for women.
To women. Yeah. We need like a man cereal. And three, let's try and flip cereal on its head. What kind of cereal can we make that you eat at night?
Okay, so a
like
night
a dinner
cereal.
Cereals.
Yeah, night a dinner cereal or a dessert cereal.
Ooh. A dessert cereal. I don't know.
Because I am a fan of cereal for dessert.
What about we just say a cereal for night?
A night cereal. It could be dinner.
Because you can have it for dessert. You can also have it at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
This is not
cereal.
Dinner.
Health cereal.
What's your favorite health?
So let's
excellent
say,
question.
Like... Everyone in Sans Pants Radio just shuts down.
Any is good.
It's going to have high in fiber, some kind
high
of brand.
Yeah,
it's a brand.
It's a brand.
Low sugar.
Let's not shit ourselves. Yeah. It's a brand.
And low sugar. Maybe some good fruits. Maybe some like some super fruits or some like, you know, super
brand
berries
and goji
going
berry.
On. Goji berry, that's the one.
And a bit of fucking, what do you fucking call it?
Which one?
Hummus.
Come on.
Flame.
Flame apple.
Flame apple.
Cinnamon apple?
No.
Toffee apple.
No.
Spice
hot apple.
Apples.
Is it kind of apple? Is it an apple?
Custard
variety?
Apple?
It's got flame in the top.
Flame apple.
Like a burnt apple kind of situation.
Excuse me?
I've had this cereal. That's the worst part about this is I've had the cereal with flame apples in it. But yes.
All right, so it's brand goji berry and flame apples.
Yeah.
It's got some kick to it.
Yeah,
the flame apples weren't hot.
So burnt apple? Like toasted apple?
Maybe.
Like stewed apple.
Hang on, did you think like toasted apple was flame apple?
Maybe, but that sounds reasonable, but I actually don't think that's the answer. I think it was a variety of apples. Anyway, there's flame apple.
All right, we'll just call it flame apple for now because we don't know what Jack's talking about.
No, not at all. All right, so like maybe a toasted, have a go. We'll go toasted muesli, like a toasted brand, but also a toasted apple.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the flame could be some kind of anthropomorphized fire.
Okay.
Kids love fire.
But we're not selling it to kids.
We are trying to sell it to kids, though.
Yeah, we're trying to make healthy cereal fun.
Oh, I didn't know that was the prerogative.
You got to be healthy
Fuck,
cereal.
Guys.
So it's like the kids want to eat it, but it's also got to appeal to the mum and dads who are buying the cereal.
Like, mum and dad are going to be fine with buying you. You know, mum's always kind of mad that you have to buy Cocoa. Like,
mum does not want you to have Cocoa.
Yeah. No.
But
no,
mum's like,
not.
That's fine. You can have some...
Flame
on. No,
some
flame on. I'm like,
flame apple flakes.
Flame flakes. See, if we weren't appealing to kids, I would say that the perfect mascot for a healthy cereal is a largely featureless person in workout clothes. That is like the most typical healthy cereal. And then on the ad, they do various poses to show what part of the body is getting healthy from the cereal. It'll be them, and they'll maybe put their hands above their head and have one knee up like a stretching pose, and then there'll be a light on their stomach, and it'll be like flame flakes are good for your gut.
like very helps minimalistic.
Helps with your colon.
Yeah.
Okay, so like a minimalistic sort of fit figure.
I'm sort of imagining the Wii Fit trainer for some reason.
How about like a grape?
All right.
But in some kind of like overalls or...
Country grape.
Why are they overalls? I meant gym workout gear.
Country
hot
grape,
grape
does not make me think healthy. It makes me think made Jam. By farmers.
Yeah. Well, have it,
organic.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
So goji berry, right?
Goji berry.
But in overalls, yeah. Chewing a bit of wheat.
Would I buy that?
It's like fresh from the farm. Yeah.
Fresh from the farm straight to your colon.
Yeah. That's the slogan.
That's flame flakes. There's a lot of like, not ideological. What am I trying to say? It doesn't.
I'm confused.
This cereal doesn't know what it wants to be.
No, well, that's as a marketer. Let's sit down. Our marketing team is sitting down.
Yeah.
We got flame flakes.
We got flame flakes.
We're trying to make this healthy muesli fun for kids.
Okay.
Flame Flakes is what flame we've flakes. Titled it.
What about a basketballer who has a fiery head? Like Hell Rider.
I like this idea.
Rider.
I like this
Ghost
idea.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider, yeah.
So, you ever play NBA Jam?
Yes.
No.
So, when you got like either three threes in a row or like whatever, the ball basically went on fire.
All right.
So I like this basketballer idea, but the ball is on fire.
Not the basketball.
So how about this? So, we'll get a basketballer who's holding the bowl of flame flakes,
yeah.
And underneath it, he's holding the basketball on fire.
Oh,
and toasting
what if,
it.
Kind of like a Harlem Globetrotters-esque situation. He's spinning the basketball on fire.
Yes.
And then on top of that is the plate spinning.
What if he spins
or
the
bowl? I just turn its cereal out of a plate.
You shouldn't.
It's going to go everywhere. It's not going to fill with milk. Can we have in the ad? I'm sort of getting this image of a basketballer being like and breathing fire onto the cereal.
A dragon.
Well, to toast it, because
like
it's toasted. It's all right,
idea,
a dragon
though.
Basketball.
I like the idea of pouring in the milk and steam happening.
Yeah.
Well, see, because I mean, it's toasted bran, right?
Yeah.
It's toasted out,
yeah.
So he toasts them
yeah.
with his fiery breath.
This dragon basketballer.
Yeah, who's ripped because
yeah.
it's healthy.
Yeah, so healthy. Maybe he's got like a dumbbell as well.
Yeah, okay. So dumbbell in one hand, basketball in the other hand. Cereal just floating. And
Shaq in the background.
Shaq in the background endorsing the product. The official Flame Flakes, the official cereal of Shaquille O'Neal. That's a slam dunk.
Yeah. Dragon form.
So is the dragon Shaquille O'Neal?
Shaquille O'Neal as a dragon.
There
right.
we go.
All right, dragon voiced by Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
All right.
So, and mo-capped by Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. It's actually cheaper to do that than animate.
Shaquille O'Neal is already so dragon-like that this is just the simplest way we can do it.
Yeah. So how about this? We simply mocap him. And we've all seen that footage of, like, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch as Smaug being like a dragon. We'll get Shaq doing that.
What if... and
it's
just
Shaq in a motion capture suit. And
yeah.
it's like the whole ad is like, you guys are going to make me a sick dragon, right? And we're like,
I was going to say, cut costs even more.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we animate nothing. So Shaq
pretending to be a dragon.
Yeah.
It's like basically a morph suit.
And then he
with
gets...
dots.
With dots. Then he holds the plate and he blows on it, but we don't animate any fire.
Or it could almost be like Shaquille O'Neal in a mocap suit. And what if, like, on the bits where we do, like, on the bits where he has to breathe fire, we do, like, a picture-in-picture.
Okay.
So he's like, and so I'm going to breathe really cool flames. And we're like, yeah. And it's like, the big one is him just being like, and then in a tiny little corner, it's just, like, a little animated version of it, but only for key parts of the ad.
Perfect.
I think that's good. Could we even, to cut corners even more, is there such thing as a flame scene transition? So we transition, he goes, We transition from that scene with a flame wipe to the same scene.
Yep. So yeah, we'll get like the people that did the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
The people in charge of that real cheap fire animation.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get them onto it.
Done.
So he'll just be like, and then we'll just get this like flame wipe.
Yeah. And the cereal is toasted now. Yep. I guess it was always toasted.
It was always toasted. But like maybe he'll put his hand in front of the cereal first.
Yeah.
Oh no, what we'll do, right? He'll have some cereal that's not toasted. And he'll do that,
yeah,
whatever. And then we'll do like a quick flame wipe. And then we'll have someone off screen just like
hand him.
And while they take the...
For some reason, we'll try and do it in one take. Yeah, instead 100%. Of being like, we got the scene change.
Yep. No, we'll try.
It's evident that we did it
What we can do is like make it very obvious that in front of him, it's not Shaq's hand holding a bowl of cereal.
No, it's like a green hand. Like, it's just like, we'll edit it out.
Yeah.
And he's like, will anyone see... See that man? No, not at all. Gonna get edited out.
Yeah, we'll have Shaq in a morph suit with dots.
Yeah,
and then in front of him will be a smaller person, which is easy to find because Shaq's
huge.
There'll be another person,
a regular sized man
in a full green morph suit, holding two different cereals, one toasted, one not.
Between them,
and that's
when we
what
do the flame
do.
One.
Yeah.
Flame-o. No, flame flakes.
Flame flakes
made with real flame apples. So I guess the big question is, does this appeal to children?
Yes.
I say yes.
Every child loves Shaquille O'Neal.
Because all we can do then is every time we just like, hey, Shaq, we'll just film you playing basketball. And then what we can do is we'll CGI him into like games of basketball. Say, maybe even some footage of Shaq playing against himself in a morph suit.
Do we keep the pretense that he's the Flame Flakes dragon?
Yeah, 100%.
Even though he doesn't look at all like a dragon.
Like, we'll animate it so he can fly.
Yeah, good. On a string.
Oh, that would be so good, because then you could do that thing where they, like, sit on a box.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And someone in a green morph suit just, like, flapping his cape around and stuff. And it's like, it's going to look sick, right? And it's going to look so sick,
Shaq. It's going to look incredible.
So sick.
The only thing we really have to worry about is if Shaquille gets litigious.
No, he knows from the start. Like, he knows.
Oh, he knows. He's just having fun.
But he's having fun. Because Shaq,
he's a fun-loving guy.
He signed a contract. It's fine. Yeah.
Will this appeal to adults?
Yes. It appeals to me.
It appeals to millennials.
Shit,
if I saw Shaquille O'Neal,
I have bought stuff because Shaquille O'Neal is on it.
Advertising
straight up.
Flame Flakes, dressed in a morph suit with dots in it, pretending he's a dragon.
Can we have on the back like a maze? And it'll be like, help the Flame Flakes dragon get to the Flame Flakes in the center, but it's just Shaquille O'Neal.
No. Dragon Shaquille O'Neal's face. So it's a little cartoon dragon body and then just a big superimposed pic of Shaq.
Because we can get
a morph suit.
We can get one person to make us one frame of the Shaquille. We can afford that. And then we just CG Shaquille.
We spent all our money getting Shaq on board. Fucking cereal startup.
We invest in all these flame apples. We don't know what they are.
I don't know if these are even real. This might just be regular apples. I don't know enough about apples to refute any of this. Guess we're eating flame flakes.
I can imagine them tasting so stale.
Yeah, me too.
Fresh out of the box.
These just taste like dried apples. It doesn't taste like a specific... This is nothing special. I think it appeals to some. It'll sell.
Initially.
Children do love Shaquille O'Neal.
They love basketball. Yeah, kids love
it. It's just so weird to imagine the Coco Pops monkey, the Toucan Sam, Frosty the Tiger Flakes, and then
Shaq. Know your audience.
It's the Special K health woman.
Why is it next to us? Especially, best part about it is that the marketing campaign around Flame Flakes is so intense and so avant-garde. But then when you eat it, it's just fucking bran.
I can just imagine the
bran with
now,
a bit
right?
of like, you know when they dry apples out and it's kind of chewy?
Yeah.
That, like, it's bran.
Oh, good, I guess.
Some chewy apple and like a fistful of goji berries.
All right, I like this ad, right? Has for an idea.
I'm listening.
Is it going to have to involve like maybe some stock footage of, say, a bushfire?
All right.
Or some kind of fire at least.
That's, if we and use we'll stock
not
footage.
A bushfire.
If we use stock footage of a bushfire, that's even better. Because that's a tragedy that happened. Because
I'm just thinking, like, so you want, like, Shaq Dragon to come across an apple grove and go, and as the flames, like, bathe the trees, they turn into delicious flame apples.
Yeah.
He goes across a wheat field and he, like, burns the wheat and they turn into, like, you know, toasted wheat.
Mm.
But we can't afford that. No. So
we've got stock footage of fire and then Shaq on top of, like, a green cube.
Flying around.
Arms out.
Arms out. And, like, floating through the scene. It's kind of like a big box around him.
Yeah.
But, like, sort of, like, half-arsedly cut out, but it's all still square boxes.
Yeah.
So it looks like kind of like rectangles on rectangles that are green. He's, like, kind of floating through the scene, pretending to breathe fire.
Yeah.
But it's just a bushfire.
It's just a bushfire. And people watching it are like, was that? That actually happened. That's not okay. And we just hope no one puts two and two together. That for some reason it was cheaper for us to buy stock footage of a tragedy.
So we'll have stock footage of, say, a wheat field and stock footage of the bushfire.
Yeah.
And so for a split second, hopefully the association will be that the Shaq Dragon is toasting the
making
wheat field.
Flame out.
But, but if you...
I just came up with a name.
Yeah?
Yes.
Shaqadactyl.
Shaqadactyl! It's Shaqadactyl! Here he is! And Shaq comes on in the white background and goes, ah! It was just Shaquille O'Neal.
All right, so Shaqadactyl burning wheat fields and apple groves that we just quickly cut to bushfire footage.
Yep.
So
but
hopefully,
it's like a split second.
Yeah, split second.
Yeah.
So hopefully no one notices unless they freeze frame
it.
Yeah.
And like, how hard is that to do these days? So hard. So hard.
It's fine.
It's fine. No one's going to know.
And then he's holding the bowl of the cereal.
Yeah.
And the implication is that he created terrible fires to get this cereal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, it's healthy, and we have to really push that, like, oh, it's a health thing for the kids.
Yeah.
But the kid's going to be like, this is fantastic because, like, it's flame.
It's fire's cool. Shaqadactyl.
It's Shaqadactyl.
Shaq, kids love pterodactyls, and kids love fire.
That's
and this combines
much.
All three in a healthy cereal kids will love. I really hope that we make a lot of money off it, but we still never animate Shaq. But to the point where we're making toys, but
of
they're
Shaq.
Just of Shaq. The Shaq in the mocap suit becomes more famous an icon than what we were intended to create.
So what we'll do is we'll get like there's like $9.94 like flair like basketball cards.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All the ones of Shaq, and we'll try and repurpose them.
Yep, done. Put it one in each box.
Yep.
Sell them to the people.
And they were like, look, it's a card game. I'm going to collect them all.
It's just
one.
You just get one and there's a little note saying you did it. That's all of them. There's no variation.
Trade with your friends, we guess.
Beyond this point, we produced one card.
I like to think that this then started trend, and so then we get like, you know, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and all these other kind of like Dennis Rodman, all the other basketballers. Like,
basketballers in mocap suits.
Let's not get Dennis Rodman.
It'd be like the Lucky Charms one, but every flavor would be the gross one.
Yeah.
Basketballers in mocap suits become
Charles Barkley.
We just do away with animal mascots altogether.
But no one's as good as Shaqadactyl. It's like when Terry Crews took over as the Old Spice guy. He wasn't as good as the I'm on a Horse man.
Yeah, yeah. You just can't compete with the original. The original and the best.
Shaq classic.
I think Shaqadactyl is just fucking in the bag. Tick, done.
That's
tick.
A winner.
Right, healthy cereal for kids. A big fucking tick. I don't know why I'm ticking. I'm not writing anything down.
What was our next cereal again? But before we move on to that, a quick word from our sponsor, maybe.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And if you want to keep up to date with everything we do, make sure you sign up to our newsletter. Just check the show notes or head to our website, sanspantsradio.com. Now, what was our next cereal?
For men.
A cereal for men.
The reason I thought about this is because you said cereal with hot dogs. So I'm thinking some kind of meat-based cereal.
Because men love meat.
Yeah. Like a barbecue meat-flavored cereal.
Ew. Oh, that is the most disgusting. You're mixing it with milk?
Yep.
That's foul.
Yep.
So what are we... We're trying to appeal to the kind of weak, fragile man
that
needs to have man on his thing before he'll even get close to buying it.
Are you some kind of 9-pound weakling? Well, you need man cereal.
Made with real meat.
Yeah. Made with real man.
Made with real man.
The manliest thing you can do is eat another man.
Are you worried about your sexuality? Do you hate being called a cuck? Well, here, have some man flakes.
Man flakes. It's of course called man flakes.
Oh,
I think.
Absolutely.
Well, it should start off. Man loops. Like man fruit loops, yeah, but man.
Loops. Yeah, good. Man loops. And I think what it should do, the ad should start off.
Yeah.
As like, kind of like an inspiration. You know those inspirational videos where it's like, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like real slow. And it's like, starts kind of like that. It's like, you could be whoever you want to be. And it's like, are you sick of your cereal being for women? Man loops!
Maybe someone comes in and punches some Special K.
Yeah. Breakfast! Yeah. It's not just for women anymore!
Can we have like a very long, like uncomfortably long shot of someone just beating the shit out of a box of Special K?
Oh, 100%.
Like, it starts off clearly being like, bam, we're better than the competitors, but then the something wrong with the person attacking it starts to come out. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! Cereal going everywhere.
Man loops.
Is he for domestic violence?
Is he attacking? What is happening?
This is not good.
The man loops become more and more like man loops. Like they want the guy to stop attacking the cereal.
I said man loops.
It's man loops. Man loops. Fella.
Oi. Oi.
Guys, stop kicking. It's man. What are you doing? Leave that box of cereal alone, you psychopath. Man. It's man.
Is our mascot just like an unhinged man?
Yes. Man loops. And he punches a wall. The cereal you're afraid of. I hate this cereal.
Yeah.
It tastes bad. You deserve it. Okay.
Even cereal just ripped up bits of cardboard.
The cereal is another cereal packet in a cereal box.
Man loops.
Drywall. That makes sense why he punches the wall, the drywall falls out. Man loops.
I can't eat this. Why is this in the laundry section of the supermarket?
Man loops.
This is a weird
Only
thing
a real to... man would eat something that's not classified as food.
This is a weird thing to eat. I don't like having this in my house.
Yeah. Yeah, this is strange. Imagine the packaging just like, just black.
Yeah. No just label black. Whatsoever. Just a pitch black, pure one color cereal cardboard box.
Yep.
Full of another cardboard box that has been shredded. Full of a box of Special K that has been shredded.
Yeah, all is it just Special K that's been punched a lot.
Do you want a cereal formed by hate? Here it is. Do you fear what you don't understand? Eat cardboard, coward. I hate this cereal.
Try and patch up your fragile ego.
You're a fragile person.
Feminism is the reason I'm alone.
Eat cardboard, cuck. Why do I buy this?
Man loops, eat cardboard, cuck.
Not even in a loop shape. This is just, well, it's just shredded. It's a lot of different shapes. There's some Special K in here, I guess, that I can gather the scraps of to have breakfast.
I was thinking like a black box, maybe some red lettering kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of real, go real with that, like, you know, Coke Zero kind of vibe.
Okay, that's good.
Real fat, like industrial lettering, like that lettering where it like looks like it's metal that's been like riveted on.
Yeah,
Nutri-Grain.
Like it's like dunk.
Yeah. Dude, man loops.
It's good that in our advertising we let them know that we are appealing to their fragile masculinity. That's a weird and good marketing.
No, because I know so many men who think that they are not fragile masculinity, and they're so aware of it, and they're like, oh, fragile masculinity, I'm great. And then if you, like, mention anything, they're like, shut up.
Not know how to change a car tire? Man loops.
Do you think looking after your child somehow makes you weak? Man loops.
If you refer to looking after your child as babysitting, man loops.
Do you have a man cave? Man loops.
The cereal is like 1.3 times as more. It's in like Special K as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's expensive. But you're paying for the brand.
Oh, of course.
Played by Calvin Klein.
That's a goddamn lovely.
You know that old school ad about like this big bully guy like kicking sand in some weakling's face? Yeah. It's that, but Man Loop is the big bully.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the kind of thing where in the ad, typically the weakling would then use some fitness system and get in shape. But we just leave. It's like, yeah. it's like, good on him.
You sometimes go to the beach and pick on a nerd. Good. Man loops.
Eat cardboard.
Yeah,
all right. Imagine going to someone's house and just going to be like, oh, you're like, you've, I don't know, you've spent the night for whatever, you sleep over or whatever. You go to the cupboard and you're like, man loops. What's this? Pour cardboard and some old Special K into your mouth.
That's like the phrase, man loops, four cuts, by cuts.
Do you hate your wife? Man loops!
Hey, honey, I bought man loops. Oh, fuck.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's how the ad ends.
I don't know why you bought these. Fuck.
Do you want to fight against feminism?
Man loops.
Did you hate The Last Jedi? Man loops.
Perfect. Look, it...
All female Ghostbusters, man loops.
I just love that I don't know who this appeals to, because it starts off like we're appealing to the people who have a fragile masculinity, but then we're telling them they have a fragile masculinity, so they would not want it. But then,
look, we're just as confused as they are.
Someone will buy it.
I'm eating it ironically.
We know.
Some hipster in a fucking sweater.
We don't know who the market we are appealing to is, but we know it exists.
Yes. Yes.
We know that some such market out there must exist.
No, men who think they're smarter than they are is our demographic.
That's what we're looking for.
Can we have like one of the ads just be them grilling the man flakes? The man loops?
Oh, yeah. Put them on a barbecue.
Yeah.
Drink them out of a stubby and you just shove it in the stove and then drink it out of that.
Fuck milk, drink beer. Man loops.
Wet cardboard. Man loops.
The only cereal that you can have with a beer. Man loops.
Jack Daniels cardboard and old Special K.
Man loops.
The breakfast of man. This is disgusting.
This is not the breakfast of champions.
No, it is. This is opposite Nutri-Grain. Right? It might kill you. I don't know how much cardboard you're allowed to have.
Just paper. I'm sure it's fine.
There is Special K in there. Because inside every man loops box is an old box of Special K.
So we start off with an old box of Special K.
Man loops, how it's made.
Yeah. And then we punch it till all the women parts are gone. Man loops.
I just like the idea of like, you know, like how's it made? That show being like, first the box of Special K is taken to our specially made factories where several angry, fragile men spend hours beating the shit out of them until not an ounce of femininity is left. The remnants are then put in a black box. And that's basically it.
It's like, oh, Ken, like, you got to open up your man loops like a beer can. So there's like a ring, like a... Somehow we got to make... All right, so it's like a box of Special K.
Yeah.
Outside of that is maybe some kind of like fizzy thing.
Yeah,
like,
all right, okay.
When I say carbon, that's the right word I'm looking for.
Carbonation?
Carbonation. So like some
You're halfway
of,
there.
Yeah.
Some kind of like carbonation. Mm. So that every time it opens up, it's like
it makes... And then you drink.
How about this? We'll get the Special K box, right?
Yeah.
And we'll get another bigger box.
And we'll put a
beer on top of it. And we'll put beer... In that layer.
Okay.
And keep fresh.
Keep fresh.
Keeps it something.
So the beer will kind of eat away at that cardboard.
Then you get a porridge.
Yeah, basically it's a porridge we've made, but it comes pre-porridge.
It comes pre-porridge.
Nothing says man loops like porridge, so... Yeah. Do you want a grey kind of goo that's slightly beer-flavoured? Man, we have the cereal for you.
We've got the cereal for you. We've got you're looking for.
Something for you.
Look, it's nourishment. At the fucking least, it's nourishment.
You hate your cereals having flavour? Man loops.
Flavoured with hate. Man loops! That's the flavour. The flavour is hatred.
It is, because
the flavour is
hatred and special K. It's like, pro tip, no matter how many times you kick a box of special K, it's still just special K.
So imagine like a college frat house, right? And they're just chugging boxes and
man
boxes
loop,
of man loops.
Man loops, man loops, man loops.
Like someone doing a man loops keg stand, as it were.
It's funny if man loops is cheaper than special K, because then it's just a better way to get your special K. Why do you buy man loops? Oh, it's just special K. You put it through a sieve and you're fine. It's way so much easier to get. Just buy special K. That's the special K's like ad in rebuttal where they're like, just buy. It's basically special K. What are you doing buying
this?
Buy special K. Yeah.
It's special K that's been
it's
marked
2018.
Up.
Yeah, seriously, buy special K.
Just buy special. It's fucked that. I mean, clearly the Man Loops startup will crumble as Special K is like that. You're selling our product.
But if we slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
I just imagine the owners of Man Loops is outside where they make Special K crying. Why do you hate this? Is it because we're men?
And then where are they getting the Special K? They have to buy the Special K from the supermarket.
That's why it's marked up.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. This is an expensive cereal.
They go to servos and milk bars where it's very close, if not past, the use-by date. Buy it in bulk.
Old Special K.
Old Special K.
Old Special K.
You aren't using it. We can use it. It's not fair.
Why don't you love me, Sarah?
I guess that's inside every box.
Man loops, why don't you love me, Sarah?
Man loops, and then on the side in a circle. It's like, sad note inside. Collect them all.
Please take me back. I'm sorry.
Why do I buy this? Collect them all, I guess. if you really want.
Man loops.
Look, it's another winner.
So, look, I think that's another tick.
I think that counts. That deserves a tick. Just like
Shackadactyl.
Shackadactyl's flame flakes. Man loops. Are another slam dunk.
What was the slogan again for Manly something something cucks?
Eat cardboard, you cuck.
Eat cardboard, you cuck. The only breakfast cereal by cucks for cucks.
Absolutely. It's the cereal of cucks. Who's buying this? Anyway.
Fucking cucks.
Okay. Look, fair. Okay, so now we're going to need a cereal for children.
Nighttime.
No, it was nighttime.
Oh, for nighttime.
Because we
children not getting a look in.
No, we did children at the start. That's why we invented Shackadactyl. Oh, yeah, healthy cereal for children. Okay, man right. Cereal. Night cereal.
I would say a vampire for the mascot.
No, see,
Fool's
Count Chocula.
God, chocolate one exists. What is other nighttime creatures?
Werewolf?
Possum.
Owls?
Opossums.
How about like one of
those opossums?
Rats! Those Madagascan little fuckers. It's like the big eyes.
Lemurs,
maybe?
Oh, do you mean
or
eye
the couscous?
Eye-eyes.
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 Eye-eyes or so couscous. Couscous is a cuter eye-eye.
Yeah, but what about also someone said rats? What about if the mascot was 8 or 9 rats?
I do like rats. Like
and the ad is just a tipped over thing of the cereal. And then rats are eating it.
And cereal. It's good enough for them, dark. Good enough for you.
It's 3 a.m. You don't give a fuck.
It's sustenance.
It's 3 a.m. You should be sleeping, but you're not. You're stoned watching cartoons. Fucking eat it.
Can you really be bothered cooking? Just eat the rat cereal.
There you go. Like, it's an alternative to cooking.
Yeah.
Can't be bothered cooking? Add milk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, can't add milk? Add water.
Yeah.
What are you when it's not you? Yuck. Hate that.
Yeah,
when it's sad. Nighttime and you do have cereal, because the thing everyone does, what is your cereal of choice? Do you go for a sweeter cereal? Do you go for a...
I go for a sweet cereal because I'm a dessert cereal person.
Yeah, already.
If I do have to have cereal for dinner, it's a Sultana brand situation. Okay. If I'm having it for dessert, I have this one that I was telling you guys about earlier, which is oat clusters with blueberry and shaved coconut in it.
Ooh,
it's too sweet to have for actual breakfast. I can only have it as a dessert.
That is good. See, I'm a muesli man.
Ooh, late love night, muse.
Have a bit of muesli. That'll be my... I wouldn't have like cornflakes or Cocoa Pops or something at night. I'd have muesli. So you, I'd have muesli. Yours is kind of...
Kind of muesli.
Kind of muesli as
muesli
well.
Muesli custards.
Yeah.
What custards? About you?
Muesli custard and rats. What about you at night?
Everyone's looking at me. I'm being very silent because, like, I don't actually eat cereal.
Oh fucking god!
I believe there's a fucking poser in the room right now.
So I guess it's a muesli because Zama doesn't get an opinion.
I think last time I have had cereal might have been Cocoa Pops.
Okay, well, let's make it muesli with Cocoa Pops in it.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah.
It's healthy, but with a little bit of naughty on the side.
Because you kind of want, because you're late night, you're having a cereal, you're not like, oh, I'll be healthy. You want that. You want to be like, well, I could be having fucking cake.
Yeah.
I'm having cereal, I'm being good, but I want it to be a bit sweet.
Exactly. What if it's like, like a berry covered in like a little bit of cacao?
Okay. Is that the mascot or what's in the cereal?
No, that's what's in the cereal. So it's like, it's a bran, it's a muesli.
But there's just chocolate-coated berries.
There's chocolate-coated, but little, like a little tiny seed.
That's good. And is rats going to be the mascot?
No.
Eye-eye. Because then in the visual, it's a little eye-eye, and his name is Ulysses.
Okay.
Look, I'm a fan of this.
Ulysses the eye-eye.
And eye-eyes have that big, gross finger.
Yeah. They sure do.
Oh, they do, too.
Imagine that, just plopping into someone's mouth.
No.
Feeding you the cereal.
Yes.
Maybe, hang on, can I describe a moment for you? Let's see if this works. So someone's got the eye-eye on their palm of their hand because it's quite little.
Yeah.
It extends its long middle finger into the mouth of the person. Then as it draws it out, we see that like a teat, it is sending jets of the cereal into the person's mouth.
What do you think an eye-eye does?
Mixed with like a...
No, like it works like a fizz dip.
Yeah.
Where the eye-eye sticks its finger in the cereal and then sticks the finger in your mouth.
Ah! Does every box of cereal come with a hand, an eye-eye hand?
That can be the little fucking prize.
There's how many eye-eyes left? There'll be enough.
Oh, I thought we were going to make it a plastic,
Okay!
It's not genuine. I'm not interested. Every eye has four fucking hands.
Yeah, but
right?
It's only got two long fingers.
Well, then that's two per eye. How many eye-eyes are there left?
Not that
enough.
Many. Also,
you don't know. I'll find out.
I don't want that in my cereal. Yeah. That's meaty.
Well, if we try it out.
Oh, worse.
That's worse.
Mummified eye hands. They already look so gross.
I'd rather just a plastic one.
Yeah, I want a plastic one. And then it doubles as a spoon.
Yeah,
because then you hold it by the fingy,
yeah,
and then the hand is like shaped as a spoon.
Perfect,
double, so good, Jack. I know you're looking for eyes. I know you're looking for an eye.
My struggle here is that I don't know how to spell eye.
Like the.
Well, my phone's out of bat.
Like the body part.
Yeah.
How about every fifth one comes with a real eye hand?
No.
No.
How about we make the mascot rats? And the ad is the rats doing the same thing, but the rats drop the milky cluster.
It's spelled A-Y-E.
How many? Find out how many are left. Let's see if it's feasible. Because if it's feasible,
well,
why
it's
not?
Endangered.
Yeah, I knew that.
They breed like rabbits. Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That's why they're endangered. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, rats. Notoriously, not a good mascot, unless you're trying to kill something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse is a rat.
He's a mouse.
He's a mouse.
You fucking idiot.
Mickey Rat is a rat.
Mickey Mouse is a rat. Can we just take stock of what you just said? Jack Bailey, 2018, Mickey Mouse is a rat.
I feel like when I'm in episodes with you two, for some reason all the bullying comes my way. Because... And I don't know what happens to the dynamic, but I hate it.
Because you fucking said
something dumb.
Mickey Mouse is a rat.
He's a rodent, please.
That's correct.
There are no rat mascots.
I'd rather, like, say a hamster than a rat.
Hamster's not a night animal.
The aye was thought to be extinct in 1933.
Okay, so there's probably not enough aye-ayes for one fake aye, one real aye-aye hand per every
five.
But
I do like getting his little fingy, and then it's on his hand is like a spoon. So you're like,
well, yeah. What's the context you're normally eating night cereal in? You're watching Netflix, so you've
given up.
You've given up. You can't be bothered cooking food.
Yeah, the idea of making even a grilled cheese.
And you're like, oh, kid, just do your own thing.
We're having an aye-aye cereal.
Yeah.
So that means that we have to make it. Look, I like the idea of making it a brand, but if we're going to be eating it with a finger, then it might need to be a thick porridge. Because otherwise.
Because the aye-aye's finger is sticky.
Yeah, it's a finger, right? But then the palm of the hand is the spoon, the bowl.
Oh, okay. All right, that's fine then. Yeah. Well, what about Zoe's sticky finger? Right?
Well, like, that's for the ad. Good, that's though. For
what
the
about
ad.
We get a bit of honey that comes with it?
Okay. No, because the cereal shouldn't be sticky.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what you've now sold is a lumpy paste.
People are elated.
People are animals.
What about, okay, so I think we're going about this the whole wrong way.
Yeah.
Right? It's a cereal for people who've given up. You're right,
yeah.
Zoe.
Yes. It is my cereal.
So what about, I'm sure every cereal out there has offcuts they don't need. What about we just collect every bit of cereal that was not the right shape
or
past its use by date. We funnel them into a trough or something. Then we funnel all those offcut cereals into one big box. That's a combination of Fruit Loops, Nutri-Grain, fucking Corn Flakes. Broken Wheat Bix. The whole shit's in there and you tip it in with whatever milk you got left.
Good with whatever.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
Yeah,
good with whatever.
Good with whatever for the person who's given up. You're sad for eating this.
Depression, the cereal.
I think that's probably the right, because that's cheap.
Yeah.
You know, they're just giving it to the bin, otherwise you the
good, and it's hard to find eye-eyes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a good slogan. It's either the bin or you.
Yeah, exactly. That's great. And people will be happy to be the bin. You know,
we will.
In this situation.
People are animals.
The slogan can be, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's like every time you go, I'm not sure if you've ever just bought like a microwave meal, like one of those.
I have. Not recently.
Yeah, I have.
I have.
And you just chuck that in the microwave and that's your dinner. And it's because you just cannot be fucked.
Yeah.
And you're sad at yourself. But you're like, well, fuck it.
You're like, whatever. I got something
it's
in.
It's hot-ish. And that's your cereal. You're like, it's cereal-ish.
The food you can eat when you're crying.
Yeah. Can we have on the back just a mirror and it just says, go to bed? So you're like, look at the back. You're like, oh,
how about
I should.
The mirror on the back and just says, sort your life out.
I like the idea that you assumed it came in a box. It actually just comes in a paper bag that's held together with a lacquer band.
That's great down the aisle, and you're like, yeah, okay, yeah, Flame Flakes, you know, man loose now, I'm good. You're like, what the fuck? Is this even a cereal? Can it have the milk in it already? You pick up a wet paper bag, you shake it, and you're like, I guess this.
Every paper bag is like with a Sharpie just written on it. Eat it. Sure.
I don't even know what this cereal's called. It doesn't even have a name. It just says eat it. I guess.
I guess that's where I am at life.
Guess that's what I've...
Well, it's called, like, look, I guess.
Yeah
I guess.
I guess.
Are you home alone yet again?
I guess.
You kind of hungry?
Yes.
Nothing to watch on TV, so you're watching the same old sitcom that you've seen for the 10th time?
I guess.
Yes. Well, you know what you mean.
Yeah. I like to imagine when you try to take it out and buy it, they're like, you can just have that.
You need it more than we do.
We actually, it costs us literally. Yeah. It's more expensive to keep it here.
Free with milk. A purchase of a 6-pack of cat food.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Look, that's a fucking trifecta of cereals.
Yeah. I think we nailed it.
I think we did quite well.
Huh.
I would happily eat
I think shakadactyls.
Yeah, shakadactyls are flame flakes. They sound
flame
like...
flame flakes, that's what they're called.
Halfway D's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, Special K is all right.
They're not just beat up Special K.
I hate eating cardboard. Yeah, sounds and whatever I guess isn't. Just, I'm not depressed enough for it yet.
I guess I just think the milk won't be cold. It keeps grossing me out.
Just the offcuts. I just, like I say, I'm not a big fan of Fruit Loops. Mm. So if I guess like Fruit Loops offcuts with, say, Nutri-Grain, I'm just not going to be happy.
Yeah. And
like,
it's such a lucky
I'll eat
dip.
It, I guess. But
you're not going to be happy about it.
It's what they wanted. So
their happiness is not your concern.
Yeah, we're banking on the fact that they don't care enough to complain.
Yeah, can it be like a cardboard box, but it's not like a high quality? There's like no gloss to it, yeah. And it's just kind of gray.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Yeah. Like maybe it's recycled. Like
yeah.
Like it's not yet had any logos. Sort of like. Put on it. It's just
a box.
Just a box. Wet box.
Yeah,
with just like a smiley face, but instead of it smiling, it's just got the straight line.
Yeah.
Just done in Sharpie on the side.
By somebody in a factory somewhere.
Yeah, I guess like some kind of stamp or like in like an emboss thing.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Like no
embossed
anything,
too hard.
So it's just like one. But you think it's like one stencil? You're just like slamming it into cardboard. It's kind of like, I guess it's the cheapest thing we could do because we have to pay. Like, what should be ink?
Yeah.
On this like stamp almost,
and then
no ink.
It's just so there's no ink.
Yeah.
So it's a stamp with no ink leaves sort of an indentation.
Yeah.
What about? Let's get even more. It's just somebody's got a penknife. stab, slice to make a mouth. And you're like, I guess. You take it home and you eat that and you're sad. Yeah, look, I'd much rather flame flakes. They at least sound like food. Everything else has had the chance of either not being food or poisoning me. This is the flame flakes are the only one that I'm like, that's just a muesli. That's just a muesli with a fake apple in it.
Yeah.
An apple that may or may not exist. I'll eat that.
Is it real? Tastes like dragons.
It is toasted. We know that much. Is it?
No, well, it's got, look, it's got Shaquille O'Neal on the front.
Yeah.
Don't ask too many questions.
Suit, so I'll fucking eat it.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Zoe.
I've been Jackson. Eat your flame flakes. Fuck.
Eat your cardboard, you cucks.
It's fine, I guess.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dogs Are Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.